Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
We're trying to make sense out of what's happening in the world by watching the news. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC don't have it all. We got the word. Read Matthew 24, Matthew 25. Read the book of Revelations and you'll see God working in all of this.
Bishop Clark says as we journey with God, we must pivot from just feeding on the word preached to more of a prophetic posture.
Because they don't have a remedy. All they can do is pass on information, and some of it is skewed.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching out of the series he calls The Garment of Distinction. Grab your Bibles and let's turn to Luke chapter 4, verses 13 through 22, as Bishop Clark begins the message, The Pivot Towards the Prophetic.
I read to you out of Luke chapter 4, one of my favorite books of the Bible. It is one of the synoptic gospel writers, Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all write as synoptic gospel writers. They write of the same thing. The only different one is John, who also write first. He writes 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelations on the Isle of Patmos. Today we're looking at Luke. He primarily writes to the Greeks. You'll see parables here and philosophy. The Greeks were big on Zeus and philosophy. Plato, folk like that, great philosophy. You see people today, great minds. They want to know and examine everything. Read the book of Luke and let God bless you. Notice Luke only writes to one. He writes to the great Theophilus, the most excellent. He also writes the book of Acts, same person, to the most excellent Theophilus. As I shared with you, I have the task of preaching and teaching to the descendants of rap and people like Tupac, who they know more about Pac than they know about Luke. And my job is to make sure that you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In the fourth chapter, I started at verse 13, verses starting at verse 18. It says, now when the devil had ended every temptation. In other words, Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights. I want to talk to people who are coming out of great testing. Those of you that are coming out of great struggle. Sometimes it's not just family struggle, it's internal struggles in your own mind. I want to see you overcome these things. In other words, and the Lord spoke to me to tell you this, it's going to hurt. He is not going to baby you anymore. There are some of us, we've been with Jesus a long time, man. We're still struggling over these same things year after year. This is the time to tear it away and embrace the cloak that he's releasing for you. And you can't wear both. You can't wear sackcloth and ashes and have the garment of praise. You have to release sackcloth and ashes to embrace and to wear perfectly the garment of praise. He gives it away. Amen. He takes it away or trades it away. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the Bible says that the enemy ended his temptation and departed from Jesus. He was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. You know that. He asks him to command the stones to be made bread. He takes him to a high mountain and shows him all of the kingdoms of the world and then to the pinnacle of the temple, like he's doing so many of us today, taking us to media, the high mountain of social media, showing you what's possible. And a lot of us know more about secular things than we know about the sacred. We know about whatever's happening in the world, but we're not spending time in the Word. And Satan is transporting us there. We're judging spiritual things through carnal means. We're trying to make sense out of what's happening in the world by watching the news. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC don't have it all. We got the Word. Read Matthew 24, Matthew 25. Read the book of Revelations and you'll see God working in all of this. Because they don't have a remedy. All they can do is pass on information. And some of it is skewed. It's skewed. You get the word, you get what Jesus said about it. He said these things would come. He said that there's going to be pestilence. There's going to be all kinds of viruses coming. You're also going to see pharmakeia. You're going to see a prescription drug and some illegal drugs for every ailment. We're living in that time, in that era that the Bible talked about years ago, where everybody wants a drug to fix the issue. The Bible talks about these things happening. And you need to read Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. And Jesus says, when you see this, don't rejoice. It's just the beginning of sorrows. I don't know why anybody would want to hang out in the streets when Jesus is already telling you, you're going to see those in the streets run into the church, and people who got Jesus want to go back in the world thinking you're going to find life. The thing that the world doesn't understand prophetically is that there is no life in the streets. They don't understand that there is no redemption. So you can go to any kind of support group or have anybody counseling you. If they don't have redemption as a remedy to the problem, all you're doing is moving dirt from one hole into the next hole and rearranging all of that stuff when God wants to give you life and life more abundantly. Can someone say amen? Amen. Prophetically, we have the answer. And Jesus, come on, Andre, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. And if you don't have at the end of your conversation something to deal with redemption, coming to the end of yourself, walking through the blood, having him wash your conscience clean and giving you what we call new birth. Glory to God. You must be born anew, born again. If you don't have that in the end of your message or whatever you're doing, all you're doing is just transferring corruption. Because there's no life without the blood. Can someone say amen? After Jesus is tested, for those of us that have been going through, glory to God, the enemy has really tried us. There's another dimension here. He returns in the power, notice, in the power of the Spirit. And I just want to decree and declare that Holy Ghost is still working in the church and he's still working in you. Well, you may say, well, Bishop, I don't feel the Holy Ghost. Sit down, please. Let me teach. You don't have to feel the Spirit every day to know that he's there. You need to have faith in God. He said, I'll never leave you. Come on, I'm preaching the word. You don't have to feel it every day. How many of you want your kids to have to feel your presence and they're 40 years old? They should know mom and daddy is with them. How many of you want a teenager in your house, they got to ask for permission to open the refrigerator? I just come as humble as I know, mama, can I get some milk, please? I'm just coming as humble as I, or do you want them boldly, not cocky, but boldly to say, you know what? I'm a part of this family. I'm going to relax up in here. I want to have a good time. I'm going to treat everybody right. But this is my house too. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That's how you want your teenagers to be, right? Why in the world would we have a relationship with God, but we got to come as humble as we know how? That's all religion. And religion will kill the move of the Spirit. Religion, tradition, ignorance, and irrelevance. God wants a relationship. Amen. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have it. And I just decree and declare, Spirit is on you. Spirit is, the Holy Ghost is on you, working in you, guiding you, and leading you right back, watch this, to that place that you left. You got to visit home before you go to the world. What do you mean? Coming home, yes. I got to deal with my own trash at my own house. I got to go back to Nazareth. I got to go back to those things that I just tucked away. God is making something new, but I got to deal with Nazareth. Spirit got to take me there. I was there in the natural. Now I need to be there in spirit or in the power of the Spirit. Amen. God is going to help you to tear away from some things that you were carrying in the past so you can embrace this new thing that he has for you. Glory to God. The Bible says, since he taught, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Amen. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, notice, forsake not the custom. It is the custom of the church to assemble together. Now listen to me, there are people who are never going to return back to the building because they have new age. New age has hit them. We really don't have to do it this way. And we really don't have to do it that way. I can recline at home in my pajamas and get on my iPad and watch service. What in the world is, what is going on with our people? Where are the real parents at? Where are the people who say, you know what? The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, for as often as you do, you gain strength. While you reclining, talking about this is the new age, you're leaking strength. You're leaking spiritual fortitude, and the next storm is going to take you out. You're not doing me a favor when you come to the house. You're saving your own family. You can recline all day with your attitude. We not babying that no more. Get yourself together. Dust yourself off. Awake, awake. Come on, Isaiah 52. Put on your strength. Put on beautiful garments. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, oh captive daughters. They had a yoke on your neck, leading you everywhere they wanted to go. But God says, I'm loosing the neck, the shackles on your feet, and the yoke on your neck, so you can get back to what you know. Get yourself together. Nobody gonna baby you no more. You know better than this stuff. Get yourself back into the heartland again. Ooh, Jesus. You going to church and telling you what that you want to hear, and that's the word of the Lord? No. God don't tell you what you want to hear. God tells you what you need to hear. God didn't make you comfortable in what you do. God makes you uncomfortable so you can please him. Purpose of church is not to saturate and to massage what you do. It's to shift you into another season. Can somebody say amen? Get yourself together. Come on, I'm rebuking in the spirit. That's right, I'm rebuking in the spirit. Glory to God. He went in the Sabbath day, stood up and read out of the book of Isaiah. There is a mantle on Isaiah, that a cloak that was floating until it landed on Jesus. We believe that Isaiah is called the messianic prophet. His book resembles the 66 books of the Bible. There are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. There's an Old Testament and a New Testament. If you want to know something about Jesus prophetically, you need to read it. Because he every so often, even as he's prophesying in his day to Israel, he's hoisted from time to time and starts recording the very words that Jesus would speak. Like in Isaiah chapter 61, you see this fulfilled in Luke chapter 4. So if you read it, it's almost verbatim. And Jesus said, today, what Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years earlier is fulfilled in your ears. There's a prophetic mantle that was released when Isaiah was taken up, and Jesus caught it and began to function in it real time. And I'm here to tell you that God has released a word, and he's not waiting for me or any preacher to sew this cloak that he's trying to get to you. He's tailoring it himself. It's tailor-made for you. You're supposed to fulfill scripture in this age. Listen to what I say. Not me alone. Come suffer with me. You are supposed to fulfill scripture in this lifetime. You have a mandate on your life. You must get busy about the work of God. There's a mantle for fathering. There's a mantle for mothering. There's a mantle for families. There's a mantle for business that God wants to rest on you. He tailored it for you. You're not supposed to recline. Shift some gears. Get yourself together. get into the fight and into the heartland. Let God drape you with what he needs to drape you with. Put it on you. Tear off the past and put on what God is trying to get to you, so we can win the region. We can change the world. We can turn this city around. We can get stuff that nobody's ever thought we can do if you let God do it. Let God be true and every man a liar. Where you at? Where you at? You on the team? That's right. Everybody's not going to be on the team. They're not coming back. But we got to pick this motley crew up and start moving toward the goal line. I know there's injuries. I know a few of us are limping. That's all right. God wants to heal you, get you back in the fight, so you won't say, we won this because I'm all that. You'll say, Jesus healed me. Jesus fulfilled it. Jesus worked inside of me. Jesus turned this stuff around. I'm on preaching better than you're saying amen. We got too many people talking about what they've done and what they can do, when we need to say he did it all. He wipes away all tears. He heals the broken heart. He is the answer to it all. What's his name?
Jesus.
Kathy was singing Jesus, say the name of Jesus, while I was in Savannah, Georgia, in this small church. And as she was singing the song, the church was really up in praise and worship. But what happened is the sound man looped the song. It was a soundtrack. He looped it and she began to sing it after the song had ended, just humming it in the spirit. And the Holy Spirit fell in this church like you've never, for an hour and a half, he shook it. The pastor's brother went into the ground, put his hands in the dirt, brought it in and said, break the curse. Brought me sand from the house, sand that was in the yard, dirt all on it, said, break the curse. And the Spirit of God broke the curse. The church has been able to grow and to expand since then. And I'm here to tell you, the same anointing is on you to break the curse of the enemy over your house, over your children, over your stuff, in the name of Jesus. Wear the mantle. He told me he's releasing a mantle on his people, not just on me, but on you, to do mighty exploits. That girl is still singing a song, and I'm still holding the microphone preaching. And God, let me know I haven't left you and I haven't forsaken you. And what I started in Savannah, I'm gonna let it sweep through the land. Can somebody say amen? Come on, give him praise. He's visiting your house. He's visiting your family. I saw these three heavyset girls sitting on the front row, and God told me to rebuke incest. And when I said it, they started shaking. Because they were hurt. They didn't know how to deal with it. They didn't know how to deal with the pain. So they just kept eating until they gained weight. Women were going in the bathroom throwing up lumps. Lumps were coming out of their body. And the God that moved in Savannah will move right here. He'll move in your family. These growths that you have, the stuff that's going on in your body, can come out. There's a mantle for it. There's a mantle. Oral Roberts visited me in spirit, and he had a mantle. I asked him, can I wear your vest? And he took it off.
And he draped it on me. It was 12 buttons. And I realized I had to give it back. And God spoke to me in this vision and said, I have one for you, tailor-made. Not only for me, he's preparing one for you. Lift your hands and receive.
Glory, hallelujah.
There is a mantle that he's... Ah, Esther! If you worship, you'll start sensing it. It's prepared for you. No one else can wear it. No one else can mimic it. It's for you.
Glory to God.
Learn to worship and release. Tear yourself away from what happened in the past. And embrace this moment. Can somebody say amen? There's one for you. Tasha Wynn, there's one for you. Nobody can wear it. You've got to wear it. You got to tear away from the past. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. How in the world does Jesus take that mantle that was released from Isaiah? He takes the mantle that was released from Isaiah. And in verse 18, he says, for the Spirit is upon me. The mantle rested on him, fulfilling the scripture that Isaiah prophesied. And there is a previous word prophesied over you that God is going to fulfill in your lifetime. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. Say, he's anointed me. Well, what has happened to me? What's all this hell? It's because you're anointed. Anytime the anointing comes, you're going to see dust storms. And anytime renewal is there, you're going to hear a noise in the valley. Don't get distracted because of the noise. Stick with the plan. Touch your neighbor and say, stick with the plan. It don't have to look pretty. Anytime you build anything, it's going to look messy before it looks pretty. Stick with the plan. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me. Say it with me. It's because I'm anointed. You went through the hell because you're anointed. They misunderstood you because you're anointed. Everything seems to come at you, even bad stuff. It is the anointing that attracts everything anyway. Well, I didn't ask for this, God. I didn't ask for that, God. God says, I'm sending everything to the anointing. You have to say, I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm not going to deal with that, and I'm not going to carry this over, and I'm not going to carry that over. That is in my past. I'm moving toward my future. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach or to prophesy the gospel to the poor. I am deputizing you to prophesy the testimony of Jesus. You don't have to know names, house numbers, and all of the stuff that all of the premier prophets of our day are trying to do. Can you talk about Jesus? Come on, say his name. Why is it hard for sons of God to just say that name?
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
and realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
The Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
This is the beginning of another new year and a great occasion to reset. This is also the time to reconnect with your purpose and destiny. Size, intensity, and nature of problems does not matter as long as you have your faith in God intact. The Almighty God will be with you and help you to overcome all of your fears, all of your problems, all of your setbacks, all of your proclivities. He will help you to overcome. Congratulations on this new year once again. Love the Lord, all His faithful people. The Lord will preserve those who are true to Him. Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your personal copy of today's message from the Garment of Distinction series, The Pivot Towards the Prophetic, when you write or email us, use reference number 2111-2811. That's reference number 2111-2811. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Each new year offers an exciting opportunity for a fresh start, a new beginning, which is probably why we're all looking forward to our New Year's Eve celebration, which is called at Truth Reveal Ignite 2022. No matter what your goals are for the new upcoming year, or how many New Year's resolutions you plan to make in 2022, bringing in the new year with believers of like mind, people who are going somewhere in life, is a moment to acknowledge. So I want you to go to the website at truthrevealed.org. Get the times, the dates, and the location live with us on Facebook and YouTube. Please be a part of this and set your focus on the new year and what God has intended for you to accomplish. I would like to be the first again to wish you a happy new year.
My heart.